Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE 854, Monday morning here on KSJE. It's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when we talk technology. And Lewis Campbell is joining me from Synergy Computer Systems to do just that. Lewis, good morning. Good to see you. Let me get you called up here. There he is. Good to see you. And I think we can hear you. Yes, we can. So how are you today?
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm alive. How are you?
Oh, okay. That's good. I'm good. Thank you. What's been going on? What's in the news that you have noticed this week?
Well, the Thread Twitter thing goes on. So
yes,
Threads usage continues to plummet. They're down. They had 2.3 million active users when they first started. They're down to less than 600,000 now.
Ouch.
Okay. Threads, yes. Yeah. That is Threads. But they're not giving up. They've announced they're going to put out a web version of the app, you know, instead of just having one that you install, an actual web-based version so you can just go to the internet and run it.
Right.
We'll see how that goes. I think one of the things that I find very interesting about this is that initial 2.3 million users that they picked up right away, what that tells me is that people want an alternative to Twitter. I think Twitter users are nervous about, you know, what Elon Musk has been doing since he started and kind of the inconsistency of it. And they wanted something else, but then when they jumped on to Threads, it didn't give them what they wanted, right? So to me, it's like there's an opportunity there for somebody that could develop or create something that has all the features of Twitter and has what these people want, but is still on a big enough platform to have enough reach to, you know, for people to jump on and be able to collaborate with everybody else.
True, could be. The latest too that I heard was that Twitter was maybe considering getting rid of the block feature for some of the users, and a lot of folks were concerned about that because, you know, celebrities and public figures and others that get hate tweets and really nasty things or threats, you know, want that option to be able to block these people from messaging them and bothering them and things like that.
Yeah, and Elon Musk is saying that, you know, you can still use the mute feature, which isn't exactly the same thing. It doesn't block stuff, it just mutes it.
Yeah.
And this is part of, you know, after he took over, this is part of the kind of things he, you know, philosophically, ideologically, he doesn't like the fact that Twitter previously blocked, you know, people for, you know, saying political things that they shouldn't have, or that Twitter judged they shouldn't have, and stuff like that. So he's, you know, he's kind of trying to find ways to get rid of that. But the problem is it makes a lot of people nervous, you know.
Well, yeah.
People don't want to be harassed online and stuff.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right. Well, and now if you're on Twitter and you're complaining about this possibility of the block feature going away, he blocks you.
Yep.
Elon Musk blocks you. So I don't know.
It's an interesting little thing. There,
yeah. And I think with Threads, I'm not, you know, I must say I'm on it. I've tried it. And it is a little different because I think it, you know, again, it was an Instagram based kind of thing, right? If you're on Instagram, you could migrate over fairly easily to this Threads. And if your Instagram friends were already on Threads, you could connect with them there. And I used Instagram in a different way than I use Twitter. And so it is kind of a different feel, a different vibe. And I think maybe as that algorithm gets more understanding of what I'm following or what I'm interested in, it may show me more stuff that I find interesting, like maybe Twitter does. But for right now, it is kind of weak in that regard, I would say. And probably just takes time, I would think, right? That's how algorithms work.
Yeah, especially these days when we have things like AI, and even if it's not AI, a lot of modern algorithms, a lot of these modern systems and apps, they collect data as they go along and they refine themselves. So, and I think that's very true of Threads and Twitter.
Okay. One thing I noticed that I wanted to ask you about was a court ruling that said that any art made with AI cannot be copyrighted. that involves maybe, you know, photographs or paintings or movies, you know, or video works. And that's interesting, I think, because of the ongoing strike with actors and writers and others in the motion picture and television industry, that a court has ruled that if anything has been done with AI, it can't be copywritten because copyrights need to have some kind of human authorship. What are your thoughts? Did you see that article too?
And I think this is an interesting and probably a, you know, I'm not going to say whether it's good or bad or not, but I think it helps clarify at least. Part of the problem with technology is technology changes so fast,
right?
And legislation doesn't catch up with it. So in a lot of situations, any legislation, doesn't matter what the legislation is, to me sometimes just any legislation that clearly defines how we're going to deal with this. And so what's happened here is, yes, the Copyright Office initially said, look, these AI works cannot be copyrighted because they don't have a person behind them. And so, you know, it went to court. There was lawsuits and appeals made.
Right.
And so now, and I'm reading the same articles here, and I can't find one that actually says which judge or which court it was, but a court has apparently upheld that finding for now. We'll see how this goes, if it goes on appeal or what should happen. But I applaud this just because it clarifies, right? And so that, you know, if it stands, then at least there's a clear path and we know how to deal with this stuff going forward.
Right. And do you think it will have any impacts maybe on this work stoppage, the strike in Hollywood and others, to maybe make the studios rethink that, gee, if we use all these extras as AIs and scan their individual images into our systems, we can't copyright our movie if we use all these in crowd shots and things like that. I think that's one of the issues that the actors were complaining about and concerned about.
And yeah, I mean, it couldn't hurt. It wouldn't do anything but help that effort. But remember, the writer's strike is largely about streaming revenue.
True.
The AI concerns are a big part of it, but their main problem is with streaming revenue and the amount that they're getting paid, you know, overall, but largely from streaming revenue.
Okay. So, maybe they'll come back to the table. Let's hope so.
I would hope so.
New shows. Okay. Well, Lewis, it was a short segment this week. We are out of time, but thank you for joining me. We will have much more time next week, I promise.
Hey, thank you for letting me on the air, and everybody have a great week.
All right. You too. Thanks, Lewis. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He's my guest every Monday right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.